I've had several emails lately asking me to update the food crisis page. In July of 2011, I did a food crisis update on the healthy eating segment. Then I spent the remainder of the year creating a world map that marked all the weather-related events that affected crops and world food production. That map is still linked to the food crisis page if you want to see just how much weather can affect our food supply. That map was a very time-consuming project, and I hope that it has made people aware of the fact that our food supply is not a guarantee. We are so accustomed in this country to having plenty to eat that we never entertain the idea that food won't always be plentiful and it won't always be cheap. I hope that people who saw the map started paying attention to adverse weather in the news and whether or not it affected crops growing in that area. We're no longer just affected by food grown in this country because we import and export food worldwide. So weather events should be of interest to all of us. Before I tell you about the weather events that affected crops last year, I want to say something about the notion of global warming. It has been proven over and over to be a hoax. It has been debunked so much that those who promoted global warming changed the name to climate change. That name was a stroke of genius. Are you kidding me? The climate has always changed. It's called seasons: spring, summer, winter, and fall. Here in East Tennessee, we have an old saying, if you don't like the weather, just stick around for 5 minutes and it'll change. Another thing I want to say is that God is in control of the weather, not man. God has always been in control of the weather, and God will always be in control of the weather. If you live in the Corn Belt, you couldn't miss the drought of 2012. I've mentioned before how important corn is. We eat it. We make cornmeal out of it. We feed it to cattle. It's a very important commodity in our food supply. In Missouri, corn yields were down 42% last year. Illinois and Indiana yields were down more than a third. Kentucky had the largest overall corn crop failure, more than 50% reduction in yield. In Colorado and Nebraska, where corn crops are irrigated, corn yields were down from 7 to 15%. Last year's drought touched more than 80% of the United States agricultural land. 2012 was the hottest summer since 1895. Not only did the drought last summer affect crops, but the heat wave combined with the drought adversely affected both corn and soybeans. Corn prices surged more than 60% in the latter months of 2012. Poultry and livestock producers paid higher prices for feed, and you paid higher prices for meat. For the past few years, worldwide, we have not been producing as much food as we have been consuming. As a result, food supplies are very tight right now across the world, and reserves are at a very low level. Even before the crop disasters of 2012, global supplies of grain was down to a 72-day supply worldwide. In 2013, for the sixth time in 11 years, the world will consume more food than it produces, mainly because of extreme weather in the United States and other food-producing countries. We are at the beginning of our growing season in most of the United States. Already, we've had a cold, wet spring, which has delayed planting for a couple of weeks. Food prices for meat have increased 40 to 60% in the last 2 years. We are kidding ourselves if we think that food prices will do anything but go up. And that means a bigger strain on everyone's budget. We can't just remain in denial. So what do we do? Do we start stocking our pantries with canned goods from grocery stores before prices skyrocket? Do we put out gardens and can and freeze and dehydrate food? I say all of the above. We must cease to be a wasteful people in a land of plenty because America is no longer a land of plenty and hard times are here. For millions of people in America, hard times started with the housing bubble and they've continued through the jobs crisis of the past 4 years. With more of our income going for food, expenses have to be cut other places. We need to stop wasting money on things we don't need. In our family, we've started making our own soap, laundry detergent, toothpaste, and shampoo. I can make 10 gallons of laundry detergent for less than $2. That's 320 loads for less than $2. Compare that with the $10 you pay for 64 loads of the brand name commercial detergents. The recipes are on the Simple Lifestyle page of RitterFarms.com. You're free to use them, share them with your friends. We all need to help each other make it through the crisis that's already here.